Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, November 11th every year, doesn't matter what day it falls on, is Veterans Day, originally called Armistice Day, goes all the way back to World War I. And so on Veterans Day, we have a tradition here on the show that I just open up the phone lines to you, to my friends on Facebook Live. If you want to share about some veterans that you would like to honor today, then I'll share that on the air. And just like that, boom, Forrest Hobbs, my good friend, airline pilot, great brother in Christ, 11 years in the Air Force. Thank you for your service, Forrest, and all kinds of people that my own personal list that I'll go through, including my cousin Vance Johnson, who's on Facebook Live right now, who's served this nation honorably, and his father, lots of other family members. My sister, Catherine's on Facebook Live today, as usual. Thanks, sis, and her husband served, and now their grandson is serving. And so I just want to open up the lines to you guys, open up the phone to you guys today. Anna Chapel, both grandfathers served in World War II and Korea. Awesome. So that's the deal. No, we're not going to talk about politics today. We're not going to talk about pop culture. We're not going to talk about theology. We're just going to honor veterans. So I want you to call in and share. If you're on Facebook Live, then share there, and I'll read it on the air. And then call in. And maybe you're going back, like for me, I'm 54 years of age, and my father, Fred Noble, was in officer candidate school right near the end of the war, and then actually served in Germany during the occupation, walked into Dachau about 6 months after the war was over, never really shared much about what he saw until I interviewed him a little over 2 years ago, just a few months before he went to be with the Lord. And he opened up about that. And the Greatest Generation came back, and they were very quiet. They generally don't talk about it. Then you had Korea and Vietnam, one of the most challenging war actions for Americans in many different ways, especially for veterans, because they were not honored or cared for the most part, and were despised and rejected when they came home. Then, of course, we had the Kuwait situation, Gulf War I, Gulf War II, the War on Terror. So I want to just open it up to you and give you an opportunity to call in and honor a veteran or veterans in your life. That's the deal. I don't want to talk about anything else today. I will not talk about anything else today. I want to give you all the airtime that I can to honor the veterans in your life. That is so appropriate for all of us, because even though we're arguing and fussing over what's going on in the political realm, much of that is enabled by the fact that we have millions and millions of veterans who have laid down their lives to serve this nation and to preserve our freedoms that we don't always take care of very well, but they sure have done a great job in preserving them in the first place. 866-348-7884. Don't make me beat you up with the phone number today, please. This should not be difficult for us to honor the veterans in our lives. So it could be your father, your mother, it could be a grandfather, grandmother, it could be a grandson, it could be a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, alive, not no longer with us, whatever the case may be. But please call in and take advantage of the opportunity. Help us to honor the veterans in your life by simply sharing a little bit about them with the rest of us. And we will all be blessed by that. And I know that the Lord is blessed by veterans who serve, who are willing to lay down their lives and put down their own fortunes for others. That is a clear example of what it means to be a follower of Christ. So please give us a call and share about the veterans in your life that you'd like to honor. A little detail, a story, whatever you feel led to do, we would be honored to have you and want to partner with you in honoring veterans. 866-348-7884, as always, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH is my preferred way to give out that phone number, and a lot easier a way to remember. 866-34-TRUTH is the phone number here to honor our veterans today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Don't worry if you're going to be the first one or the last one, whatever the case may be. This isn't about you. This isn't about me. This is about the veterans in our lives that we want to honor. So 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And friends on Facebook Live, immediately, Catherine Cornett talking about her dad in Korea. Catherine, my sister, Wyatt, their grandson's at Fort Benning. He's an Army Ranger. Forrest Hobbs, my dear friend, 11 years in the Air Force. Thank you, my brother. Anna's dad, Daniel B. Greer, served as a combat medic in Honduras in the 1980s. Both grandfathers, Anna said, served in World War II in Korea. That's awesome. What about you? Who in your family line or friends, maybe somebody that you work with or worked with, is a veteran and you want to honor them today? Please give us a call and share that on the air. We would be blessed for you to do that. So just give us a call. Pick up the phone. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH today on November 11th as we honor our incredible veterans. Let's jump right to the phones. Let's go to Dale, who's calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Dale, thanks for calling in. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to honor my dad. He was in Korea. He was a Air Force tech.
And how did that, growing up with a father, Dale, that served, how did that impact you?
He was out of the service by the time I came along. My brother and my sister were born when he was in the service. They were born over in England.
Wow.
He was a strict man, but he was a good man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Dale, thanks so much.
Five good kids.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, God bless him. Thanks for sharing that with us today, Dale. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. You too. Thanks so much. 866-34-TRUTH is the number, 866-348-7884. Let's go to Eric, who's calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. Eric, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for the call. My dad was in the 82nd Airborne, got here from Arizona, and therefore that's how I became a Tar Heel.
Wow.
And, my oldest living member of the church I pastor, Macedonia Baptist, Leonard Hill, he'll be 95 next month.
Wow. He
went from the 251 Mustangs in World War II, which turned the tide of the
Man.
War against the Luftwaffe.
What an awesome machine. That's yes, so sir. Cool. Yeah, that's amazing. We don't have a lot of World War II vets left. What a great blessing that you have one right there in your church. Eric, thanks for calling in, man. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. 866-348-7884. See how easy it is? Let's go to Carol calling in right around the corner in Durham, North Carolina. Thanks for calling, Carol. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for honoring the veterans today. My dad was in World War II. In fact, 2 weeks after I was born, he left and didn't come back for 2 years.
Wow.
And he was in, I can't think. It just went out of my mind.
That's all right.
But he was career Army yeah. Signal Corps.
Yeah.
He won a Bronze Star.
Wow.
He was sort of a stern man until he retired after 21
sure.
years.
Wow.
And he kind of mellowed out.
That's awesome. Carol, I'm up against a break, but God bless you and thank the Lord for your dad. What an awesome testimony. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. November 11th every year, doesn't matter what day it falls on, is Veterans Day. So I want you to call in. I'm honored to give you the space here on the air to call in and just honor the veterans in your life, past, perhaps present. Maybe they're still alive. Maybe they aren't. But I would love for you to call in and do that. That would just be a great blessing to me and everybody else listening today so that we can honor these veterans together and be reminded of how special it is that we're here living in America as American citizens and the people that have come before us and are currently serving that are willing to lay down their lives if that's what it takes to preserve our freedoms. That's an awesome thing and an incredible blessing, a great representative of the Christian life, whether they're a Christian or not. And I just want to take the time today to honor them. So give us a call and share about the veteran in your life. We got a bunch of people sharing on Facebook Live, so I'm going to go through those as well. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Of course, all this started November 9th, 1918. This was the end of Armistice Day, towards the end of World War I when the fighting stopped. That's when the fighting ceased for 7 months. Then they actually did the end of the war, but the cessation was November 11th, 1918. So November 11th, 1919, President Wilson proclaimed that day as the first commemoration of Armistice Day. Fast forward a few years, of course, you get the government involved and they messed around with the date and changed the date. And that upset a lot of people, as you could expect, and then changed it back to always be on November 11th. That's the way it remains today. Always observed on November 11th, regardless of what day of the week it is. And I also have a President Trump's Veterans Day proclamation. I want to read a couple things from that. But especially want to hear from you. 866-348-7884. 7884, if you would do us the kind favor of calling in and sharing about the veteran in your life, some veteran or veterans that you want to honor, that would be awesome. That's the whole point today. So I don't want to talk. I want to listen. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please call in, and we'd like to join you in honoring the veterans in your life. Let's go to Mary. He's calling in from Dunn, North Carolina. Mary, thanks for holding. Go right ahead.
Okay. My husband and I are both veterans of the Air Force.
Wow.
He was in for 20 years, and I was in for 4 years. But I especially want to honor my granddaughter, that she is presently in the Army, and she's serving in her 11th year. We have all been very honored to be able to serve this country. My brother also served in the Army, and he was sent to Vietnam. And I have a little story about him if I have time to say it.
Sure, go ahead.
Give it. Okay, the story about him is that they told him when he was going through basic training that if he signed up for a certain field, that he would not have to go to Vietnam. So as soon as he finished basic training, he got orders to go to Vietnam. So anyway, my parents, they contacted our representative from the service. And anyway, they called him. He had a physical. They gave him the physical and checked everything out and everything. And see, he was the only son that my parents had. Mm. And he was actually almost flat-footed, and his eyesight was not too good. I don't know how they took him in the Army, but anyway, he was there. And so they told him that after they had done the physical, that he did not have to go to Vietnam. All he had to do was sign his paper. Mm. And he says, nope, I'm not. He says, I have to live with myself. I'm not signing it. So they sent him to Vietnam, and the Lord is good, brought him back.
Wow.
He grew up in that time. And
yeah, just
been very proud of him.
Yeah, that's amazing that he just couldn't stand the thought of not serving. Yeah, what a great example for all of us. Mary, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that today. What a great blessing. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for your service as well, of course. And she and her husband both. Pretty awesome. 866-348-7884. Please call in and share about the veterans in your life. That would be wonderful. And just honor them today on Veterans Day. The rest of us would really appreciate that and want to honor them right alongside you. So give us a call. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, just honoring the veterans in your life on Veterans Day. You don't have to be a public speaker, by the way. Don't worry about it. Literally. Listen, this is a crazy stat. I've known this one for years. I heard Rush Limbaugh talking about it a couple months ago. Only 1 out of 1,000 radio listeners are comfortable calling in. 1 out of 1,000. So it appears we're all still a little freaked out about public speaking. But hey, it's just you and me. Okay, it's just your buddy Steve right here sitting in this little studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. You call in. It's like we're having a phone call. Hey, Steve, let me tell you about the veteran in my life. Awesome. Perfect. See, no big deal. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Kathy Spear Haynes on Facebook Live. Thank you for veterans for your service. Amen. And a family of veterans. So that's cool. Steve Baker. Thanks, Steve. Honored my father on my Facebook page. He was World War II vet, born on November 11th, 1926. I miss him. I'm sure you do. I miss my dad as well. Vance Johnson, who also served. My granddaughter, Destiny, somewhere at sea on the USS Nimitz. Wow, that's totally cool. Nina said, I honor my dad during Vietnam and my grandfather who fought during World War II. Wonderful. Beth Ann Goldbach, my father served in North Africa setting up communication towers. Wow, that's so cool. Linda Gadd, thanks. My husband, Army Air Traffic Controller in Army during the Vietnam War. Thank him for his service. Praise the Lord for that. And Steve, honoring my grandfather Baker, a World War I vet. He was a musician for the troops in France and England. How cool is that? There's so many great things here. I'm going to get back to that in a second. Let me jump over to the phones. Catherine calling in from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Catherine, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, I wanted just to honor my father-in-law's memory. He was actually in 4 wars. He was in World War II.
Wow.
In Korea. He became a colonel in Vietnam and Iraq.
Wow.
And he passed away in 2011 And before he did, he lived in actually in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And he came out to visit. He was a strong Republican. And we wheeled him around all the memorials.
Wow.
And it was just so, he was very quiet about it. He was a very boisterous man, but he was very quiet going around the memorial, very somber.
Yeah.
And when he got to Vietnam Memorial, he couldn't go in. He's like,
wow.
don't push me there. And what was so beautiful, it was a school from New Mexico that came around, and because he wore his pins, and he had a Stetson hat on, and they came around his wheelchair and just were thanking him. And
wow.
In front of the Vietnam Memorial, it was the most beautiful thing. Mm. And he passed shortly after that. But
wow.
But yeah, it was
great. An amazing story. That's so cool. Catherine, do you know how long he ended up serving? How many years was he in the service?
I don't know, because he actually came into my husband's life, so I didn't have a whole lot of time with him.
Wow.
I had about 3 years, but yeah, so he was in from World War II to, you know,
Vietnam.
From
the 40s.
No, he was even in Iraq. He was
my goodness, from the 40s to about the 90s. That's about 50 years.
Yeah.
It's about 50 years. That's amazing. Catherine, thanks so much for calling and sharing that with us. What a blessing.
Yeah,
thanks,
God bless all our they sacrifice so much.
That's right.
Lives, they definitely changed when they go in there and they come out, and they just need to be celebrated.
Amen. Celebrated and loved and honored. Thank you so much for that, Catherine. That's wonderful. Great example from all those school kids. Just gather around and thank them. You see a veteran, same thing with a police officer, first responder, anybody like, but our veterans especially today, you see anybody that's got a hat on, anything like that, thank them for their service. They deserve our honor. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, honoring veterans today. I've got a lot of friends on Facebook Live that are honoring, so I'm going to read through those here in just a second, but I want to make sure we get back to our busy phones and give you an opportunity to call in and honor the veterans in your life. Sharon's calling in from Clemens, North Carolina. Sharon, sorry to keep you holding so long. Go right ahead.
Oh, that's quite all right. I am calling in honor of my brother-in-law. He is no longer with us, but he was in the Army in Vietnam. And a blessing on top of that, his grandson had just graduated from the Marines at Parris Island.
Wow.
So I think it's so great that young children, even the way the world is today, they're still willing to fight for our country.
Yeah. Isn't that so inspiring? Whenever people start to kind of cast off the younger generation, I'm like, do we still have young people signing up to be a member of the U.S. military? Yes. Then we still have hope, because that's an awesome thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
What a great point.
Ever since he was 8 years old, he wanted to be a Marine.
Wow.
And he said, no, you need to think of something else. No, I want to be a Marine. And he made it.
He made it. That's awesome. Sharon, thanks so much for calling.
It's a blessing to him.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks for sharing. Let's jump over to Kratos. Hey, Kratos, calling in all the way from Sparta, Tennessee. Thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. I'm calling to honor my dad, Aubrey Cope. He was in World War II. He served on a ship out in the Pacific called the Washington. He was a nurse. And the thing he brought away from it was, when you're on a ship, don't stand on the lower deck. Because it had two decks above it, and people would get sick.
Oh.
And then another thing, because he was a nurse, and he knew how to put in IVs and take IVs out, we had a hard time with him the 6 months before he passed away, because if he had to go in the hospital, he would be forever taking his IVs out and get up and start walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
So
I think he
was
probably
quite a character.
Yeah, sounds like it. I think he had probably earned that right after all those years of service. That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling in. It's so nice to hear your voice as opposed to just being on Facebook Live. Thanks so much for doing that.
Well, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for what you do.
Amen. Of course. It's my honor. Thanks so much for sharing. Let's jump over to Judy calling in from Ramsar. Was calling in. Okay, Judy, call back. It's all right. I'll be patient. You be patient. We'll both be patient. And then we'll be able to honor whoever you'd like to honor. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Ellis, who's calling in from Gastonia, North Carolina, down near Charlotte. Ellis, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. I'm a good friend of Paige Chris, I think you may know.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen. It's a good friend.
Yeah, yeah. I tell my we can occasionally go to a big ball game, but I've got now he's gone on to glory, but he was a member of my church, a great Christian gentleman. This is pretty amazing. Okay, day after Pearl Harbor, he's 17, he signs up in the Marine Corps and served in the Pacific honorably. Stays in as a master sergeant, career comes on, and he served in Korea. Now, get this is a kicker. His son was drafted for Vietnam, not wanting his son to serve. He volunteered, to Vietnam, got exposed to Agent Orange, ended up dying of a mild dysplastic syndrome from that. But what his name was Whitelaw Carson.
Wow.
A school emotional talking about it. Yeah. What an American, so many like him, but just pleased to mention his name.
Wow, just what a way to honor his son. What a way to honor the nation and to share with us. Just that's just the gospel leaping right off the pages into real life.
Absolutely. And his life was like that, too. I mean, he was quite a Christian gentleman, but just a kind of a jokester, you know, just everybody loved him. But Whitelaw was an unusual name. His wife first met him when they were introduced, she thought he was Outlaw Carson.
That's cool.
Enjoy your show, Steve, always.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. What a great story. God bless you. Thanks so much. Elias down in Greensboro, over in Greensboro. Elias, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
I would like to honor my papa, who was on an aircraft carrier during the Korean War. Feel bad.
Wow, an aircraft carrier. That's amazing. Elias, how old are you?
I am 12 years old.
Oh, you win. See, it's mostly us old fogies on here on the radio show, but you win being a young person. That's awesome. So did you get to meet your grandfather, Elias? Did you know him?
Yes, he's still living to this day.
Wow, that's such a huge blessing. That's so cool. Has he talked much about his experiences being on a aircraft carrier?
Yeah, recently I went down to the lake house. We talked about it then.
Wow, that's super cool. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with the rest of us, Elias. That's really cool. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. That's so cool. See, you don't have to be an old fogey like us. You can be young. If you want to throw your son or your grandson under the bus and put him on the air, I'm all for that. I think that's cool. That was awesome. Elias, great job. What a great blessing. Let me jump back in here, Facebook Live. If you want to call in 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-TRUTH or 866-348-7884. Renee, my father and father-in-law both served in Korea. Neither talked much about their experiences. It seems to be a common thread here. Catherine, my sister Warren's dad served in World War II. Also, he was in the Army and served in India. Allison, honoring my Navy Desert Storm vet, my man, Chris Chase, our grandfathers, and my grandfather, who was a Marine Purple Heart recipient in the Korean War. Wow. Many generations in our families have served a legacy of warriors. Amen. That's just incredible. Linda Gadd, my husband served in the Air Traffic Control Division during the Vietnam conflict. That's awesome. Beth Ann, I don't know if I'm repeating any of these or not. Husband served on who cares if I am? Husband served on a Navy supply ship in the Mediterranean, 86 to 90. That's awesome. Vance, my cousin, our family has had those served in every conflict since the French and Indian War. Boom. The French and Indian War. Hello. That goes way back. We're back into the 1800s, 1700s there, okay? Pretty amazing. Allison, Air Wing on board the USS America. Wow, that's awesome. Jerry West, my wife, Air Force vet, Joy West. Praise the Lord. That's so cool. Women in the military, I think, is awesome. Steve Rawls, Trump lost the election, you fools. Can't handle it. Yeah, okay, great. Thanks for that, Steve. On Veterans Day, you represent your side well. Vance Johnson, recently my son Chris retired from the Navy. My dad and I are retired from Army, grandfather, U.S. Marine Corps in World War II. That's awesome. Becky, my father served with the Navy in World War II. My brother served in the Army in Vietnam. I met my nephew-in-law served with the Army in Iraq for 3 tours. Very proud of each of them. Amen. That's awesome. Allison, my friend the Pools. Mason is Army Infantry, applying for special forces. He'd be awesome at that. Allison, thank you to all who have courageously served, sacrificed, and defended our freedom. Amen. Echo that. Celia Grayson, dad was in the Air Corps in World War II. Praise the Lord. Tasha, I honor my great uncle and at least four cousins for serving Army and Navy vets. Isn't that awesome? Janice, I would like to honor my dad, Wade Young, who served in the Army in World War II. He's still living. Wow. And Lord willing, in January 2021, he'll be 97 years old and loves the Lord. How cool is that? So a veteran from World War II, and he loves the Lord, and he's still alive. 97 years of age. That's amazing. Peyton, yeah, God bless you, my brother. I'm thankful I was able to serve my country in the Army in the early 1960s. Thank you for your service, Peyton. That's awesome. You want to join the list here, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. And if you're not engaging us today with talking about veterans, then keep your remarks to yourself, respectfully, okay? This isn't the place for the other stuff today. This is all about veterans. Let's see. Danera. Oh, thanks for doing that. Honoring my grandpa-in-law for his service in World War II. Awesome. Lisa saying happy Veterans Day. Honoring my kid's great-grandpa who served in World War II. Danera added that. That's so amazing, isn't it? Let's see. Who else? Honoring Leroy Davenport. Jerry West said this. My great-grandpa-in-law, he was a CB and lied about his age to enlist. I love that story. That's because they were just so serious about serving. It's so awesome. Let's jump over to the phones. Linda in High Point, North Carolina. Linda, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to honor my father, Nancy Cardwell. He served in World War II. He was on the beaches of Normandy, which was wow. pretty bad. Yeah. And he's still living. He's 99 years old.
Wow.
And a wonderful man. And I would just like to honor him today.
That's incredible, Linda. And what an amazing testimony and an amazing life he's lived. Well, tell him that your friends on the radio said thank you for his service. That's really incredible.
I will do that. And he is a very devout Christian man. Mm.
Praise the Lord. Well, I look forward to meeting him one day, and then we'll get to hang out forever, which is pretty cool.
Well, thank you for putting me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing, Linda. That's really wonderful. How cool is that? 99. It's 97, 99? Wow. That's just amazing. At Normandy, I have a friend. We called him the Colonel here in Raleigh. I went to be with the Lord a few years ago, and he was a part of, I'm trying to remember, Omaha Beach? No, was it Omaha? I'll figure it out. I'll remember. It wasn't Normandy. It was in the Pacific. What was that? Oh, Iwo Jima. Oh, my goodness. The Colonel. Iwo Jima. And he told some stories about that. Just amazing. Just honoring our veterans today. If you want to call and start and share, 866-34-TRUTH.
So if you're happy in your stuff, and if 10% enough, stay away.
Welcome back. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God bless you, all of our veterans. Wherever you're listening or watching on Facebook Live, thank you so much for your service. What a great example. That was something I had a desire to do for a while. Actually got accepted to the Air Force Academy and then bounced out of that idea. And on many occasions have regretted that. What would that have been like? I would have been a pilot most likely during Gulf War. So I don't know. I'd leave that in the Lord's hands. But what a huge honor it is to be able to honor our veterans. And what a great example to the rest of us, people that were willing to set aside kind of a normal path that most Americans take and choose a path for some period of time of service that could and did cost many of them their lives. And just incredible that I think we've gotten a lot better at it, thank God, of honoring our veterans, first responders. I think we're a lot more vocal about that. Hey, thank you for your service. Now, because if you shake a veteran's hand now, somebody like Governor Cooper is going to throw you in jail. But it's important for us to honor them. So if it's just a, hey, thank you for your service, that matters. Okay. It matters that we're thinking outside of our own context. So when you see people that have served or people that are serving, police officer, EMT, firefighter, whatever the case may be, let's do a good job of honoring people that make sacrifices to serve the rest of us. If you want to call in, we got one more segment to go here. I've still got plenty of honoring things on Facebook Live that I want to get through. So just give us a call, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Couple from Facebook Live, then I'm going to jump over to Carol, who's on hold. Sarah said, my father served aboard the USS Brown, a destroyer, as a gunner during the Korean War. He said it was the best days of his life. That's awesome. Daniel Palmer, my buddy, my grandfather was in the 29th Infantry Division in World War II. His friends were the Bedford Boys. Whoa, most lost their lives on D-Day. He had great handwriting. How cool is that? And was a clerk, so he was behind the surge and survived the war. He took the pain of loss and the stories of war to the grave, never spoke about it. So common, especially with World War II vets. Honoring my kid's great-grandpa, John Russell, served in World War II. Thanks, Dinara, for that. Dana said, my dad served in the Navy in the Korean War. He died last year. I'm sorry. He led me to Jesus and was a tall man. Awesome. He was 6'4", and I remember wrapping my little hand around his big index finger. He taught me to speed shift and race cars. I love to work on cars with him. I miss him, but I know I'll see him again. Amen, and so will the rest of us, Dana, those of us in Christ. So that's pretty cool. Vance, my father-in-law joined the Army in World War II at the age of 13 by using his dead brother's birth certificate, served with the 101st Airborne on all their jumps. Whoa, that's amazing, isn't it? That's just, that's amazing to me. Let's jump over to Carol, who's calling in from Winston-Salem. Carol, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, yes, I wanted to honor my father who served in World War II in Great Britain. He said he grew up on the farm and didn't know where he was going till he got on the ship, and then they had instructions on how to conduct themselves in Great Britain, and spoke in his latter years of the ones who didn't get to come back home.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to honor two nurses, two of my aunts who were cadet corps nurses in World War II. And we have a World War II veteran in Graham, North Carolina, who has a program to send toolboxes to Purple Heart recipients. And his organization was on television, and they put a Gospel of John in every toolbox.
Wow. What's it called?
RES. It's Resource Exchange, RESInc.org.
Cool.
They can partner with any corporations that have tools and things to fill those boxes. But that was a great story on the news just in the last week or two.
Wow.
Excellent website, too. And also, I'd like to ask people to pray for our chaplains right now in the service,
because yes,
there are a lot of restrictions on them. And just remembered that Paul said to Timothy, endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ.
Amen. What a great point. Carol, thanks so much for calling in and sharing all that with us today. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's jump over my buddy Clay calling in from Raleigh. Hey, Clay, go ahead, bro.
Hey, brother. Well, God bless you, man. You know, I tell you, I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. You know, when I made the decision to go in and see what it would take, I've told people, I said, learning to go into the military and learn about honor and respect. That's what I feel it's about, because, you know, you honor people and you respect them. And of course, you know, it talks about in one of the commandments is honor their mother and their father. So I did 4 years in the United States Air Force. I'm very thankful for being able to go and do that. You know, and plus being a Christian, and I've gotten to meet several people, and I've told them, you know, I just want to give thanks for, you know, right now, brother, honestly, I would like to give thanks for every single person that can hear me saying this. God bless you, and thank you for doing what you're doing, serving this country, because, you know, it's a wonderful blessing to be able to do something like that, and you gain so much.
Yeah, and that's and I think that's almost universal across the branches and people that have served, and it's a wonderful example for the rest of us. Clay, thanks for serving, my brother, and thanks for calling in today.
No problem, brother. God bless you, man, and thank you, and love you, man, and appreciate it.
Love you, too. Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. This is from, we still got a few minutes. If you want to call in and jump in on the tail end here, we have time for that. 866-34-TRUTH is the number, 866-348-7884. Let me read this. This is from President Trump's proclamation on Veterans Day. America's veterans have fought to defend our country, its values, and its interests since the first days of our founding. They have defeated tyrants, eliminated terrorists, and secured freedom at home and abroad. Their courage and fortitude in the face of adversity serve as an example for all Americans. On Veterans Day, we pause to pay tribute to all who have proudly worn our nation's uniform. These soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen selflessly placed lives, well-being, and security of others before their own. We enjoy the privileges of peace, prosperity, and freedom because of our veterans, and we are forever indebted to them beyond measure. For their love of country and dedication to duty, America's veterans have endured adversity, loneliness, fatigue, loss, and made other incredible sacrifices. Many sustain life-altering physical injuries and disabilities. Others bear the burden of emotional scars for the remainder of their lives. Our nation's veterans fully understand liberty's high and precious cost, for they have paid it every day since the formation of our republic. What a great thought from the president. A couple more things from there if I have time, but let me jump over to Jane, who's calling in from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Jane, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Steve, thank you so much for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
I wanted to celebrate a gentleman named Dr. David Moore out of Raleigh. He was a fighter pilot, to my knowledge, flew about 100 times to Vietnam.
Wow.
And has been just an awesome example of a great citizen as long as I've known him, as far as he's been a really great good Samaritan. And he, to my knowledge, he's about 85, and I think he just had a birthday. I'm hoping he's listening.
That's so cool. Wow, what an awesome testimony. Jane, thanks for calling in and honoring him. We are happy to join you in that.
It's a real privilege. Thank you.
Amen. You're very welcome. Thanks so much. And let me just finish up with this. This is some more thoughts from that. Thanks, Jane. That was wonderful. Sorry, I cut you off there a little quick. My mental health and welfare, this is from the president's proclamation today, of our veterans is of critical importance, and addressing this issue has been a top priority. And we have to give the president plenty of props for this. Okay, he's done a great job with the VA. Tragically, listen to this, an average of 20 veterans and service members die by suicide each day. We're striving with all our effort to end this alarming and unacceptable reality. Last year, I launched the largest whole of government program in history to end veteran suicide, the president's roadmap to empower veterans and end a national tragedy of suicide. It's called PREVENTS for short. I also recently signed the Commander John Scott Hannon Veteran Mental Health Care Improvement Act, which is strengthening VA mental health, supporting suicide prevention efforts, and developing pilot programs dedicated to ending veteran suicide. Such an important thing, and really appreciate the president doing that. Our veterans represent the best of America, and they deserve the best America can provide them. These heroes served faithfully, humbly, and valiantly in times of war and peace, and they carried these admirable traits into the civilian workforce when their military service was fulfilled. Our precious liberty has survived and thrived because of generations of brave Americans from every background and walk of life who have answered the call to support and defend the United States. The gravity of their contribution is immeasurable, and so is our debt to every single one of our nation's veterans. And so, you know, in witness, therefore, you know, set my hand this 10th day of November in the year of our Lord, 2020, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 245th, Donald J. Trump, president. Well said, and certainly necessary as we seek to honor our veterans today and in Memorial Day. And by the way, let's just make sure, and again, I mentioned this earlier, I think as a nation, we've done a much better job in the last 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, I really think on the heels of 9/11, that we kind of had this reawakening in this nation of thanking and honoring the people that serve us, whether they're in the military or the fire department or police, EMT, first responders, and we need to do that. They live, they're not in there making a bunch of money. It's self-sacrificing. And especially when it comes to the military and with our first responders, they oftentimes are called to put their lives on the line. I think that's the thing that was so amazing to me on 9/11, literally going back to the day of, to see that kind of bravery, that kind of dedication, that kind of selflessness was really inspiring and convicting. So I'm like, how much do I actually go out of my way to serve others? How much do I actually sacrifice of my time, talent, and treasure to serve others? And as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, we should be pretty well known and noticed for our generosity. Stop to serve, stop to pray, stop to talk, stop to say thank you. Invest in other people's lives. Show them deference over your own needs. He who is first will be last, and he who is last will be first. You don't take the best seats in the house, you leave it for somebody else. And if God wants to give you a front row seat, he'll take care of it. But showing deference and preference for others. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't deserve it, couldn't earn it. I mean, our sin is a disgusting, filthy rag, which I could unpack more about that sometime. But yet, Christ died for us. It's an amazing thing. And for us to have that level of service and love and dedication, what a witness that would be, wouldn't it? Just like our veterans, who we honor, every single one of you today. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad, a veteran, always used to say, ever forward.